Avoiding potluck problems. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it's holiday time, and many churches and businesses and other groups are hosting potluck dinners. And Gary Crawford reports on how to keep them safe for all.
Now, one group estimates about 16% of the food-related illnesses investigated by public health agencies originate from gatherings like potluck meals at churches and such, but...
I think that there might even be within some groups a belief, oh, this can't happen to us.
Oh, but it can, and it does happen when safe food procedures are not followed. This from Clemson University food safety expert Angela Fraser. She says if your group's planning a potluck meal, there are things you can do to cut the chances of people getting sick from that meal, and heaven forbid, if that does happen, to make it easier to trace back the food that caused the problem. And the organizers certainly don't want to offend those gracious volunteers, but she says organizers of potluck meals do need to set some parameters up front first.
Share with people that they should only produce like 8 or 10 servings of a food. And the reason for that is people are making the food the day before or even earlier in the day. If you're making large amounts of food, it's very difficult to cool that large volumes of food down properly in a home setting. So limit the number of servings and remind them after they've cooked the food that they need to keep it hot or cold and transport it in a cooler to wherever the event is taking place.
Now, when the foods are set out, do what you can to keep cold foods cold, hot foods hot, and for sure, either way,
food shouldn't sit out for a long period of time. I would suggest that setup be, 15-20 minutes before service, people eat, and then within 1 hour, somebody begins cleaning up by wrapping foods and labeling it and putting it into a refrigerator.
Follow all these suggestions. You can at least reduce the chances of having your holiday potluck supper turn out to be a pot unluck supper, right?
That's right.
Yes. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.